I want you to turn to the book of Psalms, and we're going to begin today in chapter 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Amen. And this is the word of the Lord. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Amen. This is the word of God. The word of the Lord illuminates your mind, illuminates what you're reading, illuminates what you're studying, and it guides your feet into the right direction. Not only does it guide your feet into the right direction, but it also becomes a light on the path that God is taking you. In other words, it begins as you walk towards your destiny and as you walk towards your purpose, God is illuminating that path for you, that pathway for you. The Holy Spirit is constantly in communication with you. The Holy Spirit is constantly guiding you. You know, remember, the Lord Jesus says that I'm going to send you a helper, and that helper is my Spirit. The Spirit of God will be with you wherever you go. And the Spirit of God is our helper. He's our guide. He's our counselor. And as we get into the Word of God, God begins to, he just begins to illuminate and open the word for you. Amen. I mean, it is important. I mean, for me, sometimes I need to read the word of God out loud. Amen. I don't think, sometimes it's not enough for me to read it within me, because when I begin to read the word within me, guess what? Like many of us, a lot of times our focus gets out of the way. Something start coming in. Thoughts start coming in. Your to-do list starts coming into your mind. So a lot of times what happens is I lose focus. And I got to pick up the word, and I pick up the Bible, whether it's my Bible or whether it's I have a phone app too. You know, we have access to the word everywhere. Honestly, yeah. It's on your laptop, it's on your iPad, it's on your phone devices, and we have books. I must have at least 10 Bibles in my home, and that's because I pick them up as days went, and I change translations, and I go from one translation to the other. Nevertheless, the Word of God is the same. It changes not. Amen. Because God changes not. Amen. Amen. So Amen. As you get into the word, I mean, we've been talking about a few weeks ago, we spoke about God's promises. God's promises are yes and amen. How are you going to recognize what are the promises of God if you're not in the word? The word of God is filled with his promises for your life. Filled.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then last week, we spoke about the truth of the word. The truth will set you free. What truth? The truth of the word of God. The truth that you're reading. The truth that you're meditating on. Amen. And God makes it really clear and simple. Amen. He's giving you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that interprets. The Holy Spirit is the one that illuminates. The Holy Spirit is the one that guides, that counsels, that shows you where you should go, the path Amen. You need to take.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. We all, none of us are exempt. We all have something going on in our life right now, whether it's with our children, whether it's with ourselves, whether it's with our finances, whether it's with our jobs, whether it's in ministry, whether it's on the streets, when you go into a store, amen, whatever it is, whatever the case may be, sometimes even in the store, people give you attitudes for no reason. Amen. But then you got to see it from God's perspective. Maybe they had a bad day today. Maybe, you know, maybe something went wrong in their life. And you just got to put on a smile. You got to, what would Jesus do? He would put on a smile. He would bless them anyway. Amen. But the Holy Spirit's the one guiding you daily. The Holy Spirit speaks to you daily, 24/7. The Lord is speaking to you. So what's important today is, you know, not just hearing the word of God, but really understanding, truly understanding and seeing how it implicates or how it applies in your own lives. How can I take the word of God and how can I apply it to my life? How can I take what he's saying in this book that has the living word? How can I use the word of God and apply it to my life? Because every word that's in this Bible, it affects you one way or another. Amen?
Yeah.
But you truly, in order to be set free with the word of God, you don't just need to know it. You need to understand, really understand and see what the Lord is saying. Amen. And the title of my message today is, Can You See What I'm Saying, Says the Lord? Can you see what I'm saying to you, says the Lord? Amen. So in this scripture, you know, we need to understand and interpret rightly the word of God. We need to see how God is communicating to us through the Bible. And it's so necessary that we act as Christians, as believers of the word of God, that we actively engage with scripture to see the relevance that it has on our own life. How does it relate to your life right now? Let me tell you something. When God brings you to a word in the Bible, he's going to open it up that there is relevance to your life. Whatever you're going to be able to relate it to your life, and you're going to be able to apply it, because that's how good God is. Because you can read a verse today and it's going to be interpreted. God is going to interpret it to you as it applies to you today. But maybe a few months from now, you may be reading the same verse and now you're getting a different interpretation because now you're going through something different. But it's still the word, and God is still opening it up for you.
Amen.
Because God is, he guides. He's a counselor. Amen. He illuminates the word, and that's what we need. When we open up scripture, we need God to illuminate the word for us, because the word is a source of light that guides every believer through their life. It is the word that has guided me through my life. Amen. I depend on the word of God. If I'm going through something, I'm going to go to the back of the Bible. I say, you know what? I need to get some scriptures on encouragement. And I go to the back of the Bible, and it is going to point me to all the verses that speak about encouragement. Because this word of God is living, and it is the source of life that I need in order to continue to walk in the ways of the Lord. It is the word of God is what edifies me. It's the word of God that restores my soul, that encourages me, that edifies me. Because a lot of times we cannot get a hold of other people, but it is God through his word. He will edify you. He knows exactly what you need, when you need it, how you need it. Amen. And a lot of times, and we are all examples of that. A lot of times you may send somebody a text message and to your unknown knowledge, little did you know that it is exactly what that person needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
But this is why the word is so important.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to take it and digest it, now you, not like I said last week, you got to share the word. What you've received, share it on to others. If you were lifted up by this word and you know there's a brother or sister that is discouraged, send them that word of encouragement. The same encouragement that God gave you, now you can send it on to others. And this is why the word is truly a source of light. And it guides us. And it's a light. It's a lamp that is directing our feet because we live in a dark world. Amen. This world is getting darker and darker. If you haven't noticed, this world is getting darker and darker because there are people out there, there are evil people out there that do not know God. Amen. That don't have the knowledge of how good God is, but they in turn turn and blame God for what's happening in the world. But it's not God. God created something beautiful, something good. He created the world. And today we are basking in his blessings. But man, when sin came into the world, man got distorted. Amen. This is why we need God to bring us back, to take us from that darkness and bring us into his light, into his marvelous light, into his splendor light. Amen. And that's what he's done for all of us. Amen. But sometimes we can get in a dark place ourselves, and we need to pick ourselves up and get out of that, because his word is a light to your feet and a lamp to your path. Amen. Yes. His Amen. Word is the one that's going to guide you in everything. And it is your personal anecdote for your life. You know, you're going through something, again, read it. It will bless you. It will change your perception of how you see things. God, what God wants is for you to see things the way he sees them. And it changes your perception. It changes your perspective on life. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And this is, you know, this is what God does, you know. So, you know, God is saying to us today, can you see what I'm saying through my word? Can you see what I'm saying? So you have to see through God's word. When you read the word, are you seeing what God is saying? Are you interpreting correctly and rightly dividing the word of God to see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you? Amen. That's one thing. The second thing, are you recognizing the signs that God is giving you? Let's turn to the book of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. Let's go there. Matthew 16, and let's go to verse 2. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Let's go to verse 2 and 3. This is the Lord speaking, the Lord Jesus speaking. He's speaking to Pharisees. He's speaking to the Sadducees. Amen. He's speaking to Jewish leaders. Amen. And he's saying, you know, let's go to 1. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came and testing him. They were testing the Lord. You know how many times they tested the Lord Jesus, right, in the Gospels? Always testing him. Amen. And testing him asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. And this is what the Lord answered. He says to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, he calls them. You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Amen. This is the Lord speaking to them. And what is the Lord saying here? You know, he's saying, you know what? You can walk outside. You can see a great cloud, right? Even us, we can go outside, see a great cloud, and we say to ourselves, oh, it's drizzling. That means it's going to rain. We can see that. Amen. We've witnessed that. We've witnessed a sign, amen, a natural sign of the weather. And he's saying, even in the darkness, you can also see, oh, it's gonna be a good night. You can feel the air. You go outside in the evening, you know, if it's misty or something, humid, there might be a little rain. So you can almost depict, you know, what the weather's gonna be like. And the Lord is saying to them, you know, you can see all these things, but yet I'm right in front of you. I am the Messiah. You've seen the signs and wonders. You've seen the way I heal the people, and you're totally dismissing me. You're totally ignoring me. You're in total denial. Are you kidding me? That's why he calls them, you hypocrites. You know, are you kidding me?
Exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm. Are you for real? That I mean, paraphrasing, right? But you know, the Lord is saying, are you for real? You seen the you know, what's happening around you? You seen the miracles? You see the lame walking? You seen the blind seeing? You seen how I deliver people from demonic forces? You seen how I heal, you know, the woman with the issue of blood? You seen all these signs, and yet you still want to know the truth. You still want to know, I'm right here in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're still rejecting me.
Right.
So he's like, hello, come again.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Lord is saying. So, you know, it is important for us to see the signs in our lives, the signs that God is showing us. What are you seeing? What are you watching? What has God done in your life that has been a sign for your life? If God brought you through, he will do it again, and he will do it again, and he will do it again. Because he's a God of mercies. He's a graceful God, and he's a God of miracles. He is the way maker and the miracle worker. Amen. And he's come through for you back then. He will do it again and again and again and again. And not only will he do it for you, he'll do it for your families. And he will do it for anyone you pray for, as long as you have faith. All you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. You just need that same measure of faith that you had when you believed that the Lord Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Same measure of faith. You don't need to increase your, you just need to have faith. Period. Period.
Amen.
You don't need to work for anything. You just need to know and believe that God is true. The Messiah is the anointed one. The Messiah came to redeem us. Amen. And these leaders back then, they totally rejected the Lord. They were in total denial, even though they saw the signs and wonders.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. You know, this is Brother Mark's favorite story. He's not on, but, you know, Gideon and his fleece. How many times did Gideon kind of tested the Lord? And time again, the Lord came through.
Yeah.
Not only that, he told him, you know what? You need to decrease your army from 32,000 to only 300 men.
300.
And they still defeated that army. Why? Because the Lord gave him guidance. Because the Lord, the word of the Lord is true, and it will establish, and it has purpose, and it will do what it was sent out to do.
Amen.
Amen. God is not a God that should lie. His word never returns empty. What about Moses and the burning bush? Hallelujah. That was a beautiful sign. That was a wonder right there. My Lord, he saw the Lord through a burning bush. Come on now. How was the Lord guiding Moses? The fire and the cloud. Another sign. Amen. God's giving all of us signs. You know, if you look at your life, healing. I mean, God, Sister Dorcas, you're an example of how God miraculously delivered you from that accident that you had years ago. How the doctors gave you a report, you will not walk. And today you're walking, jogging, running if you had to. Amen. Because God did it for you. Because his word never returns void. Because healing occurred for you over 2,000 years ago. And you walked in faith and you said, no, I'm not receiving the doctor's report. I'm receiving God's report. And by his stripes, I am already healed. And I'm going to walk again. And you probably saw yourself walking. And that's why today you are not on a wheelchair.
Thank you.
And you were not subjected to what the doctor's word says. No, you were subjected and you took the word of God and you took it seriously and you walked through that word of God because you saw the sign. You saw what God was telling you. Amen. You read the word of God and you said to yourself, God, I see what you're trying to tell me. Amen.
Amen.
This is what we're talking about. God is saying to you, are you seeing what I'm saying? That's what God is saying to us today. Hallelujah. You know, we need to pray for spiritual discernment.
Yeah.
You need to pray that God will give you spiritual discernment in all areas of your life so you can see God's hand in your own lives. So you can see God's hand in your children's life. Amen.
Amen.
God has truly, truly, truly blessed each and every one of us in different ways. He's blessed our children in different ways. Amen. And he continues to do so.
Yes.
Because God is a great God. He's a good God. Amen.
Yes,
he is. Hallelujah. So not only do you have to see through God's words and recognize the signs that God places in front of your eyes, but you have to visualize God's promises for your life. Amen.
Yeah.
I want you to turn to the book of Habakkuk. And we're going to go to chapter 2. This is a really tiny book, so let's see if I find it quickly. Verse 2, and this is, you know, a lot of the word from the Old Testament, it's spoken word from a prophet. It's God speaking through prophet's mouth. Amen. But this is what Habakkuk is saying in chapter 2, verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets or on paper. Amen. That he may run who reads it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Amen. My Lord, I don't know how many of you journal. Like when you study the word of God, do you do journaling? Because when it says write the vision, that really means journaling the vision of God. You're journaling, you're writing on paper. I don't know how many of these I have, but I have journal and I have like at least 5 journals. And when I don't find one, I just pick one up and I just start writing. But a lot of these journals, when I hear a preacher, a minister of the word speak, I start writing it down, because in that writing down, as I write down, God is speaking to me. So I'm journaling down. When God gave me the vision of building the church, amen, he brought me back to when I drew the painting, the drawing, and I built the church on paper, and I began to journal the vision, and I began to speak to the Lord through the journaling. Amen. And in turn, God speaks to you when you journal. It's a two-way communication. Amen. So what Habakkuk is saying here, you got to write it down. Write your vision down. Hallelujah. You know, it may take a little time, but it will surely come, because if God's given you a vision, if God's has made a promise to you, you need to hold on to that promise. You need to hold on to God's promises, but not just hold on to it. Now you have to begin to visualize while holding on to the promise that God has made you. And even when they seem to be delayed, see, God holds time in his hands. Amen. It's not, I can't say, God, I want this now, you know, or I want this next month. It doesn't work. God doesn't work that way. Amen. God is telling you, you know what? Make it simple. Make it plain. Whatever vision I've given you, whatever promises I've made to you, why don't you just write it down? Write down the revelation. Make it plain on your paper. Amen. And then,
Pastor, you're getting into my message.
sorry, but not sorry. Amen. Because God is speaking. Amen. But you're writing it, you're making it plain. You're describing it. Whatever you're seeing, remember, I'm saying, what are you seeing through my word? The Lord is saying. So whatever you see, you're writing it down. You're writing it down just as you are receiving it. God is revealing. He's bringing revelation to you, and that revelation is awaiting for an appointed time. And it speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. Amen. It's gonna come.
Amen.
The end of this vision, the end of this promise, it's going to come. It will not return empty to the Lord. It's going to come. It's going to fulfill the purpose that it has. It may linger. You may need to wait for it a little longer, but it will certainly come. It will not delay, because for God, timing, his timing is just right and it's just perfect. When it could be 3 years from now that we see a promise from God, and for God, it was a timely word, a timely promise that he brought to pass. It may seem to us as delayed, but it was not a delay, because God brought it in at the right appointed time. And we are on God's time clock. I want you to know we are on God's time clock. So all this, you know, since I took over the ministry role of a pastor, all this preparation has not been wasted time. God already revealed to me that all that I've gone through, all from the very beginning, amen, has not been in vain. God has purpose for everything that I've gone through. He's purposed it for my good. Because there's going to come a time that everything I've learned, I'm going to pass on. Amen?
Amen.
It's going to come a time. So we need to hold on to God's promises. We need to visualize them. And the way you visualize them, write them down. Because as you're writing this promise or the vision that God has given you, and God may have given you more than one vision at one time, write it down. Write it down. Speak to it. Speak to it and even read it out loud. Go back to it. Go back to your journal and begin. And God, remember when you made me this promise? Remember you confirmed the word to me in 2014 that I'm called to build a sanctuary? Remember, God, the word? And it's okay for you to remind God of your promises and the vision that he has given you.
Amen.
Because God is faithful.
He
knows exactly your thoughts. He knows what you're going to think tonight, what your thoughts are tomorrow. He knows it all. He knows everything. Amen?
Amen.
So not only do you have to visualize what you're writing, amen, but you got to now take what you're seeing and bring it into pass by looking at it and going even deeper. Not just visualize that promise. I'm visualizing the temple. I'm visualizing the parking lot. I'm visualizing a promise that the Lord gave to me about 10 years ago. Amen. And a promise that I wrote on paper 28 years ago. Amen. So I'm visualizing that promise come to pass. Amen. And I remember when, before we purchased this piece of land, I remember that the first time that God revealed to me that we weren't called to the Farmingville area, we were called to the Shirley area. And when he showed me, and I wasn't very familiar with Shirley back then. Amen. But as I began to drive up and down on William, Florida, I said, Lord, you know, I feel the church would be perfect on this side of the main road. Amen. And that was on the west side of William Floyd. And yet throughout the times, we were trying to purchase, you know, lands and buildings on the east side of William Floyd. Right. But in the beginning, God brought me back to that. Honestly, and God said, remember when you began to drive down and you, I put that in you. I pressed that upon you. That was part of the vision. Amen. And I've always said, I want the church to be on this side. And there's a reason for it. Amen. And look, God graciously allowed us to purchase land on the west side of William Floyd. Amen.
Yes, amen.
But the vision came to pass, that which God revealed to me came to pass. Amen. Yeah, so God is fulfilling his promise little by little. Amen. Because we are in God's timing. This ministry is in God's timing. Amen. But what God is going to do through this ministry, it's unbelievable. Amen. That's all I can say, because only God holds the future. Amen. But I can see how some, we've always prayed for people to be saved, healed, restored, and delivered. That has been our prayer from the beginning of this ministry, about the people of God. Amen. About making a difference in this town, making a difference in the surrounding towns, making a difference on the island, making a difference in the state, and making a difference in the world. Amen. And that's our prayer, because remember, our prayer changes as we move forward in God's things. And God doesn't just want us to pray for the community. He wants us to go beyond. God is big. He wants us to ask for even more. Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't want us to limit him, because God is limitless. Amen. So we got to visualize the promises of God. So when you write it down, begin to visualize, begin to meditate and ponder on that promise, and begin to allow your imagination to flow and go in the way God wants you to go. So begin to imagine. Amen. That promise being fulfilled. If there's a promise that God has made you, whether it's a business or opening up a not-for-profit or buying a new car or buying a new home, whatever that is, begin to imagine. Amen. And that house and that car or even that new job. Amen. I mean, a year and a half ago, I've applied for over 20 jobs since I've been at the IRS. Over a year and a half ago, I applied and I began. I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I see myself sitting at that desk. I thank you, Lord, for the increase in my finances. I thank you, Lord, for an increase and promotion. I thank you, Lord, for the new job. I mean, all these, I'm a woman of declaration, and I decree. I love to decree and declare. You know, that's I'm known for that. Amen. I declare and decree what I want to see, how it's not right now. Amen. So the word of God says, call those things that are not as if they are. So I call those things that are not as I want them to be. I even speak, I thank you, Lord, that my daughter's a beautiful wife, that my daughter's a beautiful mother of her children. And I begin to declare and decree, because I know that's my daughter's desire. And my desire is for my daughter to be married and have children. Amen. So I begin to declare and decree, and I begin to visualize myself holding her children, amen, in my arms. But this is what the Lord says, by visualizing. I see my daughter pregnant in a vision. So now I got a vision like, God, I seen that in a dream. You've given me that vision. Now I got to bring it out and I got to begin to imagine, you know, my daughter holding a child, my daughter being pregnant, my daughter delivering. I got to do that myself. Amen. This is why God says you got to meditate on the word. You got to imagine. And I'm not talking Eastern meditation. Eastern meditation is ungodly. I'm talking about imagining stuff in God's ways and that are aligned to the word of God, that are aligned to his promises. We're not talking here Eastern meditation. We're talking about meditating on the word, meditating and imagining and seeing what God is saying, allowing your vision to go to a different realm so you can see exactly what God is trying to describe in that vision, in that promise. You understand what I'm saying? You gotta see yourself, just like healing. There's numerous scriptures about healing. Numerous scriptures about healing. Amen. And if the word says by Jesus' wounds you were healed, that means you are healed. Amen. Yes. But you gotta begin to see yourself healed.
Amen.
If you don't see yourself healed, you're gonna remain sick. Amen. It doesn't matter if you still have symptoms or not. Amen. Last night, I was baking last night, and I literally burnt my pinky, and it was burning. And every time I was washing dishes with warm water, because I like to wash with hot water, warm water, and even shower last night, it was burning. And I had to take my pinky, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I declare you healed. Pain, you gotta go in Jesus' name. And I just prayed over my finger. And I declared the word of God over it. And I saw myself just using my hands with nothing. Amen. I forgot about it this morning. I wake up, absolutely no pain, nothing. The burning is gone. Totally gone. This pinky was red. It was burning. It was hurt. You know when you get a burn, it is constantly painful,
throbbing.
That's how it was last night. This morning I wake up, it's gone. And I gotta tell you, it was probably gone before I even went to bed. But you gotta visualize yourself. Amen. You gotta see yourself healed, and it shall be like the word says. Ask and you will receive. Pray, right? But believe first that you received it, and it shall be. You got to see yourself healed. Whatever you're praying for, you got to see yourself in that magnitude of your prayer. Amen. If we're praying for people to be saved, healed, and delivered right now, when I'm not even looking, I'm not really looking at you, but I'm looking at a vision right now, and I'm seeing people inside a sanctuary being healed, saved, with their hands lifted up, praising the Lord, worshiping God, amen, and glorifying his name. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. And the last one, let's go to, is acting on God's vision. Amen. You got to act on God's vision. Let's turn to the book of James. Amen. I'm almost done. The book of James. And let's go to chapter 1. That's another little book too. So chapter 1, and let's go to verse 22. James 1, 22. And this is James, the brother of the Lord, and he's saying, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Amen? Do you get that? Amen? Hallelujah. In other words, we have the Word of God. Amen? We have the Word of God. We read it. We study it. Amen? We begin to visualize the Word. But now the Lord is saying, now you have to act, put action behind of what you read. Put action behind of what I've shown you. Put action and begin to do the Word. Apply it to your life. Work towards bringing that into fruition. Amen. If we had not seen the sign for sale sign on that piece of land, that sign would have still been there. Nothing would have happened. But we had to act upon that sign, land for sale, and call and make an appointment and meet with a realtor. You know, this is putting action behind the vision that God gave me. Amen. I have to act on the Word of God. Amen. So not just am I hearing the Word, not just am I seeing the vision and the promises that God has given me, not only am I visualizing all that, amen, and recognizing the sign that God gave me, hey, it's on the west side of William Floyd, amen. Not only that, but now I gotta act upon what I have received from the Lord. I gotta act upon that revelation. So what God is saying here, don't merely just listen to the Word that I'm giving you. Don't deceive yourself, but do what it says. Because anyone who listens to the Word and does not do what it says, it's like someone who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, he just goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. May I remind you that when we look ourselves in the mirror, we are made in the image of Christ. So we can just act the way we want. Amen. We are glory carriers. Amen. And when you look at yourself in the mirror, you should be looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. You should be looking at his splendor. You should be looking at the light of Jesus. You should be looking at being a glory carrier of his kingdom. Amen. Amen. And you gotta look with intention. You gotta look at with the intensity of his perfect law. Amen. Because God's laws are perfect, and in his law, in his word, there is freedom.
Amen.
There is freedom in the Word of God. There is freedom in the truth of the Word. So when you read the Word and you totally ignore the Word and don't become doers of the Word, guess what? You're walking in it without peace. You're not walking in liberty because you're forgetting about what you just read from the Word, and you're not even doing it. But the Word of God is telling us that those who not just hear the Word, but do what it says, they will be blessed. So when we read the Word of God, we follow what it says, and we apply the Word of God, and maybe there's a word in here, and you're looking for an answer, and God reveals an answer to you. Now you got to apply that answer and put it into motion. Put it into action. You got to put God's word into action. And it's important for you to translate the vision of God, amen, that he's giving you, and the messages that he's giving you, and put them into action. Amen. Because when you put them into action, it will bless you. Amen. So not only did I hear from God, amen, years ago, not only did he confirm the word through scripture, amen, not only did I see the vision, amen, not only did I visualize the vision, that I recognize the signs that he given me, amen. And because we acted on the vision that God gave me, we were blessed with sellers that were willing to give us a mortgage for this land where a bank would never give us a mortgage for the land. We were blessed with favor.
Amen.
We were blessed with favor. Come on.
Amen.
Favor. The congregation was blessed.
Amen.
Yes, they may not be a sanctuary today built there, but it doesn't mean it's never going to be built. There is an appointed time for that temple to come to fruition. Because God said it, He's giving us the vision, He will do it. But we got to put the Lord's word into motion, into action. We got to take practical steps as a congregation to live out the word of God daily, not just in the ministry, but for yourselves. You got to take the practical steps to take and live out that word of God over your life. And it has to be done daily, not just on Sundays when you hear a person teaching you the word, not just on Sunday. Every day you need to get into the word of God. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word, the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. We've seen how God has been. You look at your own life. You've seen the faithfulness of God. I look at my life and the ministry. I've seen the faithfulness of God. God is real. He is concerned about every area of your life. So I'm asking you, reflect. Call to action what you're reading, what you're seeing. What is God saying to you? Are you seeing what God is telling you? Call it into action. Amen. Are you truly hearing the voice of the Lord? Are you, you know, let me tell you something. There's so many times, amen. And this, I'm telling you because this happened to me. I have a devotional. Sometimes 2 or 3 days skip over. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I am behind on my devotional. I gotta catch up, and I begin to read, but I begin to, listen to me, I begin to read, amen, and I go from one day to the other, and the Lord has stopped me and say, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I still want you to go back to the first devotion that you started reading, because I got something to tell you through that word. Why are you being religious? Why are you following a ritual? That's not me. I want relationship, not religion. Go back to the first devotion. You're moving too fast. I don't care if you didn't read the last three. I care about what I need to tell you on the first one that you began to read, on that first verse, on that first passage. I got something to say.
Wow.
Amen. Can you see what God is saying? The Lord is saying, can you see what I'm saying to you? And I totally missed it. And God had to correct me. I had to go back. I had to repent. I said, I'm sorry, Lord. You're right. You're right. I'm rushing through this. I'm sorry. I'm being religious. I'm not allowing our relationship to take place. Amen. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, God is always speaking. Amen. And this is my last scripture, Joshua 1:8. I'm gonna close with this scripture. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Please repeat the verse.
Yes, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. This is the Lord speaking to Joshua. Amen. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen? It's right here in the word. Amen? And so the Lord is saying, you know, take my word. Don't just read it. Meditate on my word. Imagine yourself in this story. See yourself. If you gotta place yourself in the story, place yourself in the story. See what the main character is telling you, or maybe make yourself the main character in the story. See what the Lord is saying. See how the Lord is interpreting the word to you. Look at all the details. Meditate on it and do it day and night. That doesn't mean you gotta read 24/7. That just means take a verse, read a verse, and allow it to speak to you daily throughout the day, throughout every hour. Just repeat it. The, you know, like I've done it before. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, and I keep repeating it. Even when I feel like I don't want to get out of bed, I said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I begin to meditate, and I see myself walking around. I see myself with a smile, and I see myself, you know, praising God. And you got to meditate on it. Because when you do, the Lord is saying, you will make your way, you will become successful, in other words. You will prosper in all that you do. You know, the word of God says that whatever you lay your hands to do will prosper. Well, that's exactly what he's saying. When you take the word of God seriously and intentionally make it a habit and make it your life, part of your life, part of your daily life, amen, you will have great success, the Lord says. And success, may I remind you, is not popularity. Success is not power. Success is not prosperity. Success is not even your position or a title you may hold. Success is fulfilling God's purpose for your life. That is being successful in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we got to take this word of God. We got to chew on it and chew on it and chew on it until it completely digests itself in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's
Amen.
In your spirit. Now you got to align your mind to it and you got to align your body to it. Amen. But your body might have to be subjected to the Spirit of God. Amen. And we need to Amen. Do this as believers. So you have to begin seeing with your eyes through the word of God. See what the word of God is telling you. You got to recognize the signs, the godly signs that he's giving you. You got to visualize God's promises for your life. And you got to act on God's promises. You got to act on the vision that God has given you. And if you do all those things, church, you will have great success in your life. You will fulfill the God-given calling God has purpose for you to fulfill in this lifetime. Amen. But you gotta walk it. You gotta walk it. And you gotta act on it. Amen.
Amen.
And God will do what he's promised he is going to do. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Recording in progress.